Hey everybody, welcome back to Incognito.
Welcome to Incognito.
Incognito.
You know, that's the second time you started it like that.
You like that?
Well,
no, I gotta come up with something more original. I'll get there. It'll come in time. I just want it to be something that, you know it's Incognito when I do that symbol or whatever it may be.
When I do that beep, beep, beep.
Beep, 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 beep. I know. Well,
I'm dead.
Welcome to Incognito. And that is the end of this
I was gonna say, like, that's all I got there. That's all the effort I have. So,
you know, last time we hopped on, we can both agree we were probably a little tipsy, whipsy.
Oh, God,
last
yeah.
Last time that we decided to do a podcast. So for all of you listening, we are alive. We somehow made it through the night.
Barely.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was rough.
So it was fun in the moment.
Yeah. So what's been new with you since that tragic night? Just kidding. It was not tragic. We just got way too drunk
as we were podcasting. Hungover.
Yeah, you
very
have.
Hungover.
Yeah, so we're recording again. We've been together for pretty much all weekend. So we were like, we'll record at least like 2 episodes,
yeah.
One each day, you know, see how that goes.
I didn't think we would today because my energy is going to be really low because I'm dead.
I know. I guess I really have to play the part. You were really the personality on the
yeah.
last podcast. So I
you
really got to
pull your weight
step
now.
It up. Oh, fucker. Well, do you have any big Mariah topics for us today? Because I kind of know that you've been through all of these podcasts, you said that you have like about a million topics that you
yeah.
want to talk about. So I'm really curious to hear one of your topics today.
Yeah. And please let me know if I brought any of this up yesterday. I don't completely remember everything we talked about.
No, that's so fair. You're so good.
Okay. Did you hear? So Trisha Paytas, she is having another baby.
Okay.
And
this
her
is
first
a TikToker slash podcaster.
YouTube.
Like?
She was a big YouTuber.
Okay.
Blonde. She like you would know her if you see her. I think she's like the most famous like influencer out there. Like
okay,
even though you're not into the space, like everybody knows her.
Okay, I mean yeah, I probably would.
She's the one that I think we talked about it actually at one point. She had a baby named Malibu Barbie.
Oh shit.
Did I not?
Maybe? I don't know. That doesn't...
Oh, wait. This is how you're going to remember. Okay. The whole lore around it was right when she was giving birth, that's when the queen died.
Oh, no.
And so, anyway, she gave birth around the same time that Queen Elizabeth died. And
mm-hmm.
so all of the internet was like, this is the queen reincarnated.
Oh, my God.
Remember that?
No.
And
I
like,
live under
it,
a rock.
Girl, it made, like, national news. Because everybody thought the fucking queen was reincarnated. But, like...
Dude, that's fucking crazy.
It was kind of a meme.
So stupid.
Everybody was saying that, like, Trisha was naming her baby, like, Elizabeth as well. But, obviously, spoiler alert, it's Malibu Barbie. So...
That is so unfortunate for that child.
Malibu's kind of cute.
Malibu is,
but
Barbie?
Yeah, I know. Like, yeah, she makes it work, though. She's a queen. So, anyway, Trisha announced her second pregnancy. And,
Is she married?
Yes.
Okay.
And, she's been, like, talking about this whole time about how she's really nervous that, like, something's gonna happen to the royal family. Because, like, she's... people keep
connecting
her to the
royal family. Oh, my God, if she gives birth and then, like, someone else dies
King
from the
Charles.
Family.
Oh,
my God.
Because everybody wants King Charles to die. So, they're like... Trisha, work your magic, right? Anyway, she's like, no, don't wish ill will on anybody. Like, I don't want this to happen. She's like halfway through her pregnancy right now. And it just came out that the fucking King Charles has terminal cancer.
Holy shit.
So he's like probably gonna die around the time she gives birth.
That's weird. That's weird coincidence.
Right?
Like, wow.
And her second baby is going to be a girl, but she already predetermined the name is Elvis.
The baby's girl.
She's naming her baby girl Elvis, yes. And it's funny that the king's dying, and he might be reincarnated into a little girl named Elvis.
Who is also named after the king of pop, Elvis.
Presley. That's right.
So,
oh,
full circle.
Wow, connection.
Maybe that's where that came from.
You're making money moves, baby. You're like Cardi B over here.
You know, and I gotta ask, and this, it just, I'm so curious, and I know that you don't know this answer, but why the fuck do famous people name their children the weirdest names?
Mm.
And, because, like, let me just break it down just from my perspective as a not having kids and being a child. Like, if my parents...
Being a child. Are you a child?
I have parents, and they still baby me when I need it, so... But, like, you know, like, we look at the Kardashians, like, North, Dream, Wolf. I mean, I should
North have... grew up on... North grew on me, but, like,
North
Dream...
is okay. Dream, like, all... Or, like, I think Michael Jackson ended up having... One of his kids was Blanket and Pillow
Shut up.
Like, something crazy. And I just...
Why?
That's the question, and I don't understand. And what I was getting at is, like, if my parents ever gave me some weird, ludicrous name, like fucking Blanket, like, are you fucking kidding
me? When I'm a blanket.
Like, that the only thing keeping that child from being bullied is the fact that their parent
is
ultra famous, so they can get away with it. But still, like... So maybe that's the answer, because they can get away with it. Because, you know, who's going to bully, like, Northwest?
No one. Of
fucking Kanye and Kim. Like, you know, they'll bully Kim. I mean, they always bully the Kardashians. That's just, like, kind of, like...
Well.
I mean, I love the Kardashians. I don't bully them, but a lot of people don't like them. But point being, why?
I don't know. I don't know. I know why she's a little extra, so it makes sense for her.
Mm-hmm.
And her idol... is Elvis Presley. And so everybody was like, why not name her Presley? And she's like, I am so tired of people saying that. Like, I always wanted my kid to be named Elvis. And also, Presley was my stripper name.
Oh!
She's like, so I don't want to name my... And also, Presley is really not original. I want an original name for my iconic baby. Like, she's like, Malibu Barbie's iconic. Like... For her, mic drop, right? So it's like, I mean, it does stand out. I mean, is it my choice? No, because every time I say Elvis, I'm thinking a boy. But, like, you know, I'm trying to be a forward thinker. It's just like, I'm just so used to associating Elvis with a boy. I've never heard of a...
Oh, well, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe one day she'll be transgender and change into a boy. Who knows?
Yeah, and honestly, it's like...
Or non-binary.
Yeah, and I get it. It's, like, very, like, there's this whole gender fluid thing, you know, around, like, the naming thing and wanting to be iconic. I get that. It's just, I guess for me, I'm with you. I wouldn't really do that. And,
I
like,
I
love gender neutral names.
I think
names.
That the name that I want is kind of unique, but
I get
sorry,
it. You
I
always
cut,
want
I,
a unique name. I get that.
I cut you off, though. What were you saying?
I was just going to say that I love gender neutral names. Like, I think those are so cute. Like, naming a girl, like, I think there was this movie I watched where her name was, like, Billy. I thought that was so cute.
Oh, well, that's kind of gross.
I personally maybe not do Billy. Or, like, my cousin.
Like Cameron.
Or my cousin's name is Bobby Joe, and she's really sweet.
Bobby Joe. That's okay.
Or, like, Cody. Cody could be
Cody's
cute.
Really cute. I like that.
What's another really good one? Tristan.
I don't know about Tristan. I don't know. You really got me with the Cody one.
I know. Cody is so cute, right?
Yeah, like a girl. Oh, like Dylan. Like,
Dylan.
That's cute.
Dylan,
like,
and Cody. Yeah.
Yeah, hey, Zach and Cody.
Zach and Cody.
But, yeah. I think I want to name, if I have a daughter, her. I want to name her Dakota, which is...
That's gender neutral. I've heard of both girl and boys being named Dakota.
Yeah, I love that name. I don't know
why.
I associate it with, like, I know it's, like, a state, but, like, I don't know why in my head, when I hear the name Dakota, I picture, like, Arctic winter. Is that just my vibe? Like, I'm getting, like, a frosty, like...
No, I think...
Blizzard, like, snow dog type of thing.
That's the vibe I get. I get it. And actually, Dakota is actually a name of a Native American tribe I don't know where it's located, but I know Dakota was one of the tribes, I think. Don't quote me on that.
Okay.
I think, though. I'm like 63% sure.
Well.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
For Megan's?
Megan's Minnie! We still don't have a way to properly introduce it, but here we go.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, we have a lot to talk about today in
Great.
This little Megan mini episode.
I love Megan minis. Because they're my favorite. They're like little story times.
They are. They're little mini story times. And part of it was all the ones I had last night or whenever the last time we were trying to record a podcast, I couldn't even get through because you...
I kept cutting you off and, like, going on a rampage.
Yeah, it was great.
I apologize.
You know, that was an iconic podcast, is what that was.
Was it? I think I went a little unhinged there.
You know, but that's really what Incognito is. We're unhinged.
Like, we were trying to come up with an actual format, and, like, I just said to hell with it and just went off on about me. Like, how annoying. Put a muzzle on me.
All right, here you go. We'll put the bark collar on you so every
Good.
Time you start talking.
I'm like, yep.
All right, so the first thing I just have to tell you about is my Disney backpack.
Okay.
And you know about this Disney backpack.
Mm-hmm.
When Mariah and I were in Disney, I said, I really want a backpack. And I really don't care how much it costs. I just want one because I think they're cute. And so I spent a lot of money on this one particular backpack. And then since getting home from Disney, I have not used it. So coming home this weekend and knowing I was going to be here for a long weekend and having a holiday come up, I needed more space in my purse to put all my personal belongings in. So I decided to take my Disney backpack.
It was $80, correct?
Yes.
Ugh.
So expensive.
Anyway.
And it's a durable backpack. Like, it's a nice quality. Like, it's probably not real leather, but it's fake leather, you know.
It's real leather.
I hope not. I don't want to be killing no cows.
Wait, what?
Well, that's where leather comes from. It's cow skin.
Oh my god, I'm so dumb.
That's okay.
I thought it was from alligators.
That would be alligator
skin. Are you sure?
I mean, I'm sure there's like types of leathers that come from alligators.
I didn't know it came
but
from
I don't
cows.
Know if I don't know like what type of like that would be. But I think it's from cows.
All right, I'm putting my muzzle back on.
Yep, muzzle's going on. So I bring this, you know, I bring this backpack, I pack my shit. I've had just a boatload of interviews these past couple weeks, you know, with this transition out of my job, and all of my clothes have been dirty. I haven't had a chance to do laundry, so I threw together, like, this outfit that was more probably, like, spring professional, like, business casual professional, more business professional, but it wasn't winter, and we're still in February. So I get home, and I show my parents my outfit, and they're like, no, you're not wearing that. And I'm like...
What do you mean?
Because it was, like, bright... I got these kind of like these slacks from Old Navy, and they were blue and white, so they kind of had like this pattern on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was going to wear a white top, kind of similar to the one I'm wearing, but white, just like a white kind of blouse. And then,
silky.
Yeah, silky blouse with a blazer that I stole from my sister's closet when I got home. And my parents were just like, you know, it's not spring yet, and it's snowing, and so I just feel like you're pushing
Fair.
An outfit that just isn't gonna be it, and so we should find you something different.
Not
so
the fam being fashion forward.
Yeah, they were being very fashion forward, so Jill helped me create this new outfit. All is good. I'm heading to my interview thinking nothing of it, and I realize I have my fucking Disney backpack with me as my purse going into a professional interview, and I'm like, okay, this is gonna be a really gosh darn it, like, why didn't I think this through?
I think,
like,
you should clarify what this purse looks
okay.
like.
And so for everyone to know why I was pissed that I brought my Disney backpack, one, it was more, it's not like a backpack, it's a backpack purse, and it has all of the Disney characters from the movie Encanto on it. So, and it has a saying on it that says, being strong is fabulous. Like, it's very, like, it's literally, like, a Disney character. Like, there's
That's
literally...
such a dumb
it's
saying.
It's straight
I love
up, it.
It
says, being
fabulous.
Strong is fabulous. And then it's from Encanto, the sister who is really strong, riding one of the donkeys that has, like, a unicorn. It's a unicorn donkey. And it has, like, flowers all over it. Like, it's a graphic purse that's, like, very Disney themed. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to freaking own it. I'll just, like, keep it on the ground. Like, it'll be fine. Like, I'm not going to need it. And so I go into the interview and I sit down.
Why didn't you just leave it in the car?
Because, like, it had, like, my portfolio in it that I was using.
Oh.
And I didn't want to, like, it was windy that day. And I kind of like keeping everything in one place so I don't have to, like, hold multiple things at once. It had my phone. I had, like, an extra charger, breath mints. You know, the whole thing you need for when you're in an in-person interview. So I wanted to bring it in. So I bring it in and I sit it down and all is good. And, you know, the first person that comes in is like, I love your backpack, which I was like not expecting. Like, I was kind of thinking, and I said it out loud because I was really mortified at myself that I was like, why did I bring this Disney backpack? Like, am I really seriously that dumb? And he goes, I love your backpack. And I'm like, really? Thank you for not thinking that I'm like kind of weird for being an adult with this like Disney themed backpack purse. And he was like, no, my kids love Disney. We're going there soon. Like, that's great. I love it. I was like, oh, thank goodness. And then the next round of interviews, because I had several interviews for the same company, but I've met with multiple people throughout this day where I was on site. So the second round of people came in in which I was going to be interviewing with, and same thing, love your backpack. And they're like, we're going soon. So my mindset quickly shifted from this like nervousness that maybe this was not a good idea to, oh, actually, you know, maybe it was more of a statement piece after all. It speaks to my personality. Somebody who... it's a little quirky and clearly doesn't always think things through and decides to bring her Disney princess themed purse to an interview. So I'll have to give you guys a follow up because technically I haven't received any job offers from there yet. So
yeah, I'm sure they loved it though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure that's why they'll hire you.
Yeah. Like, that's absolutely the reason I'm getting the job for sure. Okay. That was, the one little mini. This next little mini, actually, Mariah was the one that enlightened me on this story, and we talked about it the other day. That's a lie, this morning. And it's Charlotte the Stingray, which, if no one has heard about Charlotte the Stingray, Charlotte the Stingray is the stingray that lives somewhere in the U.S., because I failed to decide to find out where, what state she's from, but she's in the U.S., and she is a stingray, a female stingray that grew up in captivity in this aquarium. And she's been alone and has been this only stingray in this mini aquarium in this tank within this aquarium for her entire life. Recently, the aquarium decided to put two male sand sharks into the tank with her. And within a couple days and weeks, they realized that this Charlotte the stingray was freaking pregnant. And there's only two ways that this could have happened. One, Charlotte the stingray is asexual and can reproduce without male interference, which God knows, wouldn't we all just love that? Or two, one of the sand sharks actually impregnated her. Because Mariah told me, and Mariah, feel free to pitch in to my Megan's minis in this particular story. I'll let you take the muzzle off.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
She had bite marks on her body, and typically whenever sharks, especially sand sharks, mate, they usually bite each other. So she was probably bitten by these sand sharks.
She was definitely sexually assaulted by these sharks.
So the aquarium is deciding that they think that it's most likely she is able to reproduce without male interference, and this would be one of the first recorded situations in history for a stingray in captivity. I think Mariah, correct me if I'm wrong, we went ahead to research that in the wild at least a decade ago. There was a study around stingrays being able to reproduce without a partner, but it wasn't very like heard of, and it was very rare. Like, it's happened maybe once or twice in the earth.
I think they did say like a couple decades ago.
Yeah,
a couple decades.
And that was also based on like a study, and not even like, I don't know how far things went with that. So that was one of the next ones I wanted to talk about. I think I'm going on the logical side here, and I'm going to say there's no way an animal, a shark, impregnate. I just don't even know how that would work.
But that's a boring one. I like to think that she's going to have shark stingrays.
But what would they look like?
Cool.
Okay. Well, so either way, fucking crazy. So she's about to give birth any day. Like, we're literally on the tips of our seats here waiting to hear about this fucking stingray who may or may not be having shark children. So we will definitely be talking about that later on once we hear the big news. Okay, so last but not least in our favorite segment of Megan's Minis, I have a question because I genuinely have been, like, having this issue. Like, I feel like I'm on the very different end of the spectrum as a lot of people, where how frequently do you think that you should be talking to your partners on a daily basis? Because, for example, I'm home, and I forgot to text my partner that, like, I'm alive. Because I've been with you all weekend, and he finally reached out to me. He's like, hey, I just wanted to let you know, like, hope you're having a great weekend. Like, we'll chat tomorrow. And then today, I didn't hear from him until 2.
You texted him.
And I texted him.
Like, hey, I'm alive.
And we both do this to each other all the time.
You guys don't talk a lot.
We don't talk a lot. And I'm just curious, what do you think of that?
In my opinion, it's strange.
Okay.
I think it depends on who you are as people, but, like,
Like, when I'm home, and sorry to interrupt you, I just want to add another piece before you give a full answer, is that when we're home, like, when I'm home living with him, we text throughout the day, like, what's dinner plans, like, we'll do things like that, like, and when we're together, we're always in contact, but it's, like, when we go ahead on trips, or, like, we each go to our respective parents' house, like, we don't, like, when we're apart, we just, we don't talk as much, and I think it's just because we... One, it's, like, he, for him, especially, because he's told me this many times, and I know that this about him, is that he likes to, most of the time, which you can say that this isn't always true, respect my time at home and, like, not always talk to me. When my cat was alive, that was a different fucking story. But now, especially now that now that Vinny's gone, like, him and I, when I'm home, like, him and I, like, we'll chat here and there, but honestly, like I said, I realized it, and I just wanted to ask you.
I don't know, I think we started talking about this when we were on a road trip, because, like, you never really talked to Scott, and, like, I was talking to Keith all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it depends, like, if you're busy throughout the day, you know, like, then you understand, okay, whatever, but if you have, like, any downtime... I just like to talk to Keith a lot. Like, I don't know, like, I miss him easily. So, I think it makes more sense to be in constant contact. But I notice that, like, other people that I'm around, like, think that the volume of calls that we give each other is a little concerning.
I would never say that.
No one said that, but, like, no one said it like that, but I'm just saying, like, when I'm away with people... Not concerning, but, like, just strange, just different, just, like, not the normal, I guess.
I get that. I mean, I personally, I've never complained about it, and, like, I've never genuinely thought it was weird. There was only one occasion that I thought it was more funny than anything, and this particular occasion was when we were in Florida, and we were at a bar, and we met those guys.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
And we talked about it, and at one point, you decided you just wanted to call your husband, and you had, like, just, you went to go sit somewhere else, and you had left me to just talk with them, and I just couldn't find you for a second, and then I look in the corner, and you're just on the phone, and for me, it was more just like, oh my god, that's actually kind of funny, like, where the fuck did you go?
That was a good one.
That was good, but... Yeah, and I just kind of got self-conscious about it a little bit, because I was like, shit, like, should I be talking to my partner more? But I don't know, like, when I'm home, I have been busy the second I got home. I've been, like, doing interviews, I've been hanging out with you, we've been recording content, and now we're going to a birthday party later. So, like, there's, like, there has been, like, things I've been doing, and I still have to write a paper.
We're just on totally, like, opposite sides of the spectrum is all. So, like, of course it's going to look like... I need to be doing more because Keith and I, like, talk every second we can. Mm-hmm. But, like, then it's, like, I look at you, I'm like, why? But you're not talking at all. It's, like, so it's totally just two different types of people, I guess, you know? And it works because he's that way with me, I'm that way with him, and you're that way with Scott, and vice versa. So, like, it just means that you're a good match for each other, I guess, if that's what you're, you know?
Yeah, like, even, like, I remember another specific time I was at a bachelorette party in Nashville, and... All of the members of the bachelorette party that I was with, including the bride, we were all in relationships. So there was a point when we finally landed where we were just getting settled in the hotel and everybody kind of called their significant others. And I just sat there and did...
Megan's painting her nails.
I just sat there. I was just like playing
on my... Popping open champagne.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, on to the next one. And like they were like, oh, you're going to call your boyfriend? I'm like... No, we don't really just, like, do that much. Like, I'll call him later, because, like, he knows, like, and I think at one point I did, and I was like, do you want me to prove it for you? And they were like, yeah, prove it. So I called Scott, and he's like, why are you calling me?
That's so funny. Yeah, every time.
And I was
every time you call him, he really does say that. He's like, wait, why are you calling me?
And he's like, and I'll be like, oh, I'm just checking in. Want to see how you are. He's like, okay, thank you. Like, he's not like mean. He's like, yeah, that's fine. But like, you go enjoy whatever your experience you're trying to do.
Because, like, Keith is the opposite. Keith and I are the opposite. We called each other. We don't text. But you text and don't call.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And so that's where it's probably more noticeable that, like, I'm talking to him all the time. Because you could be texting Scott. I wouldn't know. Because it's texting, not a call.
Yeah. And, like, recently, especially, like, this past weekend, like, I just realized I didn't even text him. Which is, that's something we typically would do. And I'm like, oh, I just, like, been really slacking recently.
Yeah. You know, your mind's in the clouds.
Yeah. I'm on a different planet right now. But yeah, that's what we got here for Megan's minis.
Thank you, Megan. What does this button do? Oh my. That was a lot. Here, I'm giving Megan a headphone so she can hear it.
Okay, that was fun.
I think maybe that's how we leave Megan's minis.
I agree.
I was like, what was
that's
that?
The intro. That's what we need. That's Megan's the transition. Because that's the party.
Holy shit. Okay.
All right. What do you got for us next?
Okay. I would love to know in my notes what I meant by I'm a fuck noy.
You put that as a podcast.
I don't know why I did. That's literally my note. I'm a fuck noy.
A fucknoid or a fucknoy?
Fuck, one word.
You had to have meant fuckboy.
I definitely meant fuckboy. But right. It's like fuck, N-O-Y, one word. I'm okay. A fucknoy.
All right, so tell us, Mariah, why are you a fucknoy?
I would love to know. I don't know why I said that. I think I was just feeling it. I was just vibing it.
Probably put it in your notes last night when you were going on a tangent.
Yes, I think I was. Okay, something really embarrassing happened at work yesterday. Yes.
Today's Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something embarrassing happened at work a couple days ago, or yesterday, I don't know when, where I've been training the new girl, and so, like, we talk a lot, and we're in two cubicles right next to each other, and there's, like, a little window, like, that separates us.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when we talk, we can kind of see each other in the window. And so anyway, she started to talk to me about something, and I got very invested, and I, like, swiveled my chair around and started scooching, and I was holding a cup of water, too. That's very important as well. And
oh, no.
I went to scooch over and, like prop myself up to see her through the window. But I, like, hit the chair at just the right angle to where the wheels went from underneath it and completely fell over, and I ate shit. Like, the cup of water went flying. I went flying. The girl starts laughing her ass off. My bosses, the one that heard me with the deodorant comment, and then the other boss, run out of their office and says, is everybody okay? And I'm just like, I'm fine. Just my dignity's gone. Like, it was terrible. This is a huge ass office chair, completely flipped on its side now. And my water was everywhere. Like, it, you know, when
you
like,
all over you?
God, yeah. You know, when you like, if you take a full cup of water with an open top and you, like, move it down really fast, like, the water, like, flies up in midair almost. That is what happened. And so the new girl, she said, she was laughing for so fucking long. And she said, I'm sorry, but the only thing I saw was just your face. Like, your eyes widened and you were like, oh, like, and down you go. She's like, one second you were there and the next you weren't. And I just didn't know what to do.
I'm sorry, my body can't.
I can't. And you know what? Another girl from one of the other offices said, wait, that was you? I thought that someone dropped something upstairs. And I said, what the heck are they doing up there? I said, no, it was just fucking me, dog. Like, what the hell? Anyway, yeah, that's my humiliating story.
I love that.
All right. So, Yesterday I was with Megan and we were driving and we had to do a U-turn. And I was telling her, I said, I had no idea for the longest time that U-turns are legal.
Unless it's a sign that says they're illegal. And just for context here, Mariah's husband is home. Mariah's husband has entered the premises and grabbed two drinks and then opened them and is now just destroying the entire podcast.
Trying to figure out what we're doing here.
Finish it, puss. She's gonna... oh my god, she's gotta drink the entire drink.
I definitely can't chug this.
Why?
It's cold. And I'm a pussy.
Tried adding some condiment.
That was what you were trying to do, is make me chug this?
Yeah.
I think you should go for it.
I can try.
You gotta try. All right, Mariah. Chug contest. Let's see how much we can fit in that throat of yours.
Oh, wow. Can we hear your jugular when you chug it, Keith?
Yeah. Can you get really nice
and
close?
He's really good at it.
You cannot hear it.
Please. Please. We want to hear it.
We need the content. It's like you said. It's for the content.
Drinking ASMR.
Okay. Right. Clink. I didn't hear it. There we go. He just started spitting.
Don't destroy the mics.
I don't even know if anyone can hear it. Ooh. Okay. Is it empty?
No.
No.
But could you hear my drink?
I could hear it a little bit, yeah.
Ooh, can we turn the volume up?
Hello? Yeah, it's that one.
That's gonna be a vile 20 or 30 seconds of content that you guys are gonna have right there.
Yeah.
I hope that you heard that. Alright, I'm turning that back down a bit. So, back
to your stupidity.
No, shut the fuck up. So yeah, we're driving back, and Megan has to make a U-turn, and I say, I didn't realize that this was legal. And, so I told Megan that, like, I used to get so pissed off that, like, you know when you're, like, watching something happen on the road and you're like, where the fuck are the cops? I literally would, like, point at them and be like, what the fuck? Like, arrest them right now!
Arrest them for taking a U-turn?
Arrest them!
Arrest that, sir! Arrest that man! He took a U-turn!
He's pissing me the fuck off! I'm like, why aren't you being arrested?
Alright, so, like, what is something... I gotta ask you this. What is something
now we're going
that
to
you...
it.
Really, truly believed as a child that you, like, were like, this is real, and then you've come to adulthood, and you're like, I am such a fucking idiot.
I have a great one.
All right, hit it.
And I think of this one all the time. All the fucking time, actually.
Okay,
so,
I'm ready.
Especially, it's even more funny because of how I ended up turning out. But my cousin, we've talked about it, my cousin Josh, Lissa came on the podcast, it's her husband, when we were kids, we, like, lived together, basically, because we lived on a hotel. Like, we were, like, Zach and Cody, like, the OG Zach and Cody. It was a motel, though, but anyway. So.
You lived in a motel? That's so fun.
Yeah, my grandparents owned it. So,
oh,
like.
Oh, that's so
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, so my mom and my aunt ran it. So, they lived, like, right next to each other in, like, the buildings, the main buildings.
Yep.
So, yeah, we would hang out, like, every single day, which is why, like, we think of each other as, like, brother, sister. Like, mm-hmm. Sibling energy. Girl boy power.
Girl boy power. Love it.
You know, when he wasn't beating me up. Anyway.
Fair.
He decided to tell me how babies were made. But I don't know if this is a common way that kids describe it. Okay.
Okay.
He said, it's a man and a woman. Okay. Well, that's, of course, you're a kid. That's what you're saying. And, you know, you have to be in bed together, which I thought was weird. I didn't like that.
Okay.
He said, naked. And I said, what? And he said, like, you have to be naked in bed. Like, that's how it's made. Like,
you're just
not touching. Not touching, just laying in bed naked together is how babies were made. And I remember thinking that was the most revolting shit ever.
I fucking can't. You really just believe that?
Yes. Oh. Yes, and I thought it was fucking vile. I was like, I straight up said to him, I'm never having sex in my life. That's fucking gross. I was like, I cannot believe my mother laid naked in bed with my father.
Oh, all right, well, I got one too then. That's okay. Hilarious. All right. So... here's mine. Mine's probably kind of similar wheelhouse as yours, but I always thought babies came from your belly button, and that's why you had a hole in the middle of your stomach.
That's a common one.
Yeah. And I also, I guess, believed very strongly that, and this was genuinely, like, I was repulsed when, like I first found out that, like, you didn't do this, where I, when I was given the birds and the bees talk, you know, my dad, like, walked me through, like, the whole, like, the process. Like, what happens? You know what I mean? Like, what goes into what? Mm-hmm. And after that, I always just believed people, like, did it just one time just to make that child. And it was, like, this, like, repulsive experience. It was, like, this, just, like, this thing that people did to have children. But that is it. And that is what I believed for the longest time. Until I was, like, a little bit older and... you know, at school, you know, and this was, again, probably, like, junior high, so I wasn't, like, super old. It wasn't, like, high school, but I was still, like, you know, like, 7th, 8th grade when, like, you know, students, like, you know, started talking about it more, and...
and you were like, ew.
And I was just so repulsed by this idea at first, and then come to find out it's, like, not that at all. It's supposed to be, like, a joyful experience, a creation of love, or whatever. It's more than that, and I don't know, man. Can you believe that I, like, straight up would believe something like that?
Knowing you, yeah.
Yeah. That's fair. Well, we had a lot of really good talks tonight, and we're about to go get demolished at... what's our plans tonight? What are we doing?
Well, we were going to go to a disco night, which sounds so fun, right?
Yeah.
We love to disco.
Yeah, you did. I wish I knew that was, like, the thing, because I would have come with a more disco, like, I guess, oh, shit. Sorry, Milo the dog is, like, pulling down our... all right, we're good. Anyway.
No, so the disco thing, we were gonna go to disco, but I guess we have a friend who is the... what do you call that again? The bouncer. She's one of the bouncers there, and she said they oversold tickets by, like, 40. And so they're over capacity by 40%.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's how it works, but 40 people over. So they're, like, packed like sardines. So we're just going to, like, go and, like, to the other places, like the huge spots.
The huge bars. Have a chill night because we got clashed last night. Got a little too turned up.
Fuck you, Milo.
Alright, and that's the end.
Well, wait, that...
what was that?
I was trying to sneeze. I don't want... I need to redo my ending.
I know, but that was so funny.
I'll keep it in. Megan has a smoker's cough.
I do, I'm sorry.
Like, now we're just fucking around. We have no pep in our step today. Milo has a lot to say, though. He's our little guest here.
What do you got to say for the mic, Milo?
Milo, what?
Speak.
Speak. Milo, what? Okay, fuck you, too. All right, Megan.
All right, Mariah. It has been a pleasure doing this podcast with you.
The only pleasure that I want is your fingers being 10 inches into my pussy.
I don't think I have fingers that long.
Okay, that's it. Bye, guys.